In this module, I will introduce you to the user interface of the AX client. The Rich Client application typically is installed on an end user's computer or can be accessed through remote desktops. The main client workspace contains the menus and tools. The menu provides access to forms and reports that display data. Different types of forms are used, which are dependent on the type of data and the way that the data will be used. Form types include list pages, master detail forms, transaction detail forms, and parameter forms. A key design principle of the application is to be powerful yet simple to use. It uses design elements from other Microsoft products so that the user experience is familiar. It is easier for end users to learn and more intuitive to use. Let's get started by reviewing the objectives. I'll describe the components of the Rich Client user interface. We'll navigate the AX menu structure. I'll show you how to view the details of a selected field and how to use the help. Then we'll personalize a form, and I'll show you how to add favorites. In this lesson, I'll discuss the components of the Rich Client user interface. Let's go ahead and get started. Here you can see a sample of what the Rich Client looks like. The first element is the title bar. This is the blue bar across the top of the form. Here you can see important information about the application, such as the application name, the license name, the server name, and the company code. On the far right, you'll see standard Microsoft buttons such as the Minimize, Maximize, and the Close application button. Next, just below the title bar is the address bar. This is also referred to as the breadcrumb bar. It shows the trail where you've been in the program and how to return. Next, moving down, is the file menu just underneath the address bar. This is a standard Microsoft Office interface component and gives access to general functions and tools available throughout the application. There are three buttons that are located on the right of the file menu. The Windows menu, which is the first button, which lets you open a new application workspace or a new developer workspace. It is also useful to navigate through multiple windows that are open at the same time. The View menu, which lets you personalize your workspace, and the Help menu, which gives you multiple options to get help throughout the application. Next, along the left-hand side, is the navigation pane. This displays the application menu in a way that resembles Microsoft Office Outlook. The main section of the form is referred to as the content pane. This area will display either a role center, an area page, or a list page. We'll review examples of these a little later on. Then finally, at the very bottom of the form is the status bar. The status bar can display information such as the user ID, date, time, company, and help text. This is customizable for each user. Let's take a closer look at the breadcrumb bar now. There are two main components: the forward and back buttons, which function much like Internet Explorer, which allow you to move forward and backwards through the pages that you have navigated. AX will remember the last 40 pages that you have navigated. And then to the far right is the address field. The arrows allow you to navigate through modules and pages, as well as select a different company. This functions much like Windows Explorer would. Now, let's switch over to the application, and I'll show you a live demonstration. To open the application, you'll want to double-click on the Microsoft Dynamics AX 2012 icon located on your desktop inside of the virtual machine. Once the application opens, it will remember the last location that you navigated to. If it's the first time you're opening the application, you'll be on the home page. Let's start by talking about the title bar.
This is the blue bar that you see across the top of your screen. You'll notice it displays the information about the company that I'm connected to, the session and server number, the company, and the partition that I'm connected to. On the far right, you'll notice the minimize, restore down, and close buttons. When you use the red close button in the upper right, it will close any windows that are related to Microsoft Dynamics AX. Next, if we move down, you'll notice the forward and back buttons, which allow us to navigate forward and back. I'll go ahead and open up the All Vendors List page. Here you can see that the system has updated, and I can see the full list of all of the vendors inside of the USRT company. If I use the back button, the system will navigate back to the main accounts payable module, which is where I was previously. If I want to go forward, I can use the forward button, which will return me to the All Vendors List page. Just to the right of the forward button, you'll notice the travel history button. This will show you the full list of all of the pages and forms you have navigated to. AX will remember up to the last 40 pages that you have navigated. Moving across the right is the breadcrumb bar. You can use the arrows in the breadcrumb bar to navigate throughout the system. The first drop-down box is used to select the company. You can see currently I'm in the USRT company. I'll go ahead and switch to the USMF company. Now you can see I'm in the accounts payable area for the USMF company. If I open up all vendors here, the system will show me the full list of vendors for the USMF company. I can return back to the accounts payable module by using the back button, or I can click the accounts payable button in the breadcrumb bar as well. The second drop-down box in the breadcrumb bar will display the full list of modules. So for example, if I want to switch to another module such as inventory management, I can use the second arrow and select it from the drop-down box. You'll notice that the content pane updates automatically when you make the selection. The third drop-down box is the breakdown of the content pane. You'll notice it's split up into common, journals, inquiries, reports, periodic, and setup. The common area is used to house forms that are used on a day-to-day basis. The inquiries area is forms that are typically display only and can be used to perform research. The periodic area is things that I don't use typically on a day-to-day basis. These are oftentimes jobs or things that are run on a periodic basis. On the right, you'll notice journals. This is where you'll perform transactions. Then we have the reports area where you can print the details for a particular area of the system, and the setup area where you can set up and configure how this particular module will function. By using the third drop-down box on your breadcrumb bar, you can automatically select a particular area. By doing this, the system will hide all of the other areas. Then you can continue to use your breadcrumb bar to navigate to a specific form or folder. If you click to the right of the breadcrumb bar in the white space, you'll notice that you can see the full menu path. You can copy and paste the menu path from one screen to another screen to make it quicker and easier to navigate. This is much like navigating in Windows Explorer. On the left-hand side, you'll notice the navigation pane. Here, I can click on Area Page, which will return me to the Area Page in the Content Pane portion of the screen. You'll notice the same options to navigate throughout the system. You can expand and collapse the sections by using the small arrows. By selecting a particular form, the system will automatically open that form. There's no difference between using the breadcrumb bar, the navigation pane, or the content pane to navigate throughout the system. You'll notice with the breadcrumb bar that it's resizable. The vertical splitter in the middle can be moved left and right by placing your mouse on the vertical line until your mouse cursor changes to the small left and right arrow. You can also drag the horizontal splitter up and down to display more or less modules. These are the same modules that are available in the breadcrumb bar. You'll notice though that because not all of the modules can be displayed here, that module buttons are used across the bottom. When there are more modules than what can be displayed in the list and with the module buttons, you can use the More button at the bottom to see the remaining modules. You can also hide your navigation pane by using the small left-hand arrow. This will give you more real estate on your screen to work with particular data in a particular form. If you hover your mouse back over the left, you'll notice that the navigation pane automatically reappears. When you move your mouse away and click off of the navigation pane, it automatically hides. If you've hidden your navigation pane and you want to return it, you can use the right arrow button. Now you can see it has been docked again and it can be resized. If you want to completely turn off your navigation pane, you can do this by using your File menu, then selecting View, and then choosing Navigation Pane. Now you can see the navigation pane is completely gone. To get it back, you'll need to click on File, View, and then Navigation Pane again. Over on the far right-hand side, you can see several buttons. The first button is the Windows button. Here you can see you can navigate to Home, open a new workspace, a development workspace, close all the windows, or if I had multiple windows open, you would see the full list of the windows that you have open. Next to that is the View button. The View button also allows you to hide and show your navigation pane, or put it on auto-hide mode. You can also configure your navigation pane. You can do this by clicking on this navigation pane options underneath the View button, underneath the File button, or underneath the More button at the bottom of the navigation pane. Here, if there's certain modules that you don't use, for example, I don't use the Compliance and Internal Control module, I can hide it by unclicking the checkbox next to that module. Let's also say that I use the Budgeting module most frequently. I can use the up and down buttons to move it up or down in the list. If you want to return the navigation pane to the defaults, you can use the Reset button. When you click OK, the change will be applied to your navigation pane. Now you can see Budgeting is at the top of the list and Internal Controls is no longer available. These changes are applied to both the breadcrumb bar and to the navigation pane. Here you can see Budgeting is the first module and Internal Controls is no longer available. To get it back, I can go back in to my navigation pane options and click the Reset button. And then click OK to apply the changes. Now you can see that Budgeting is back in the list and my Compliance and Internal Controls module has returned. Moving down to the bottom of the form, you'll notice the status bar. The status bar displays various different information. You can see your alerts, which currency you're in, which model, layer, which company, which partition, your user, the date, and the time. Many of these options can be clicked on. For example, if you click on Company, it will open a dialog where you can select a different company to open. You can also change the view currency or open up your notifications and view or update your notifications. Your status bar is customizable for each user. You can do this by clicking on File, Tools, and then Options. This will open up a new window. Here you can see a special tab called Status Bar. Here you can turn on various different options to display or hide on your status bar. Once you've applied all of the changes that you want, you'll simply close the window and the new information will be displayed in your status bar. Now you can see that I can display whether or not Caps Lock is on or off. Currently it's off, and if I press Caps on my keyboard, you'll notice that it now says Caps, and I can tell that Caps Lock is on. The Master Detail form is a special type of form that displays all the fields on a specific master record. These forms are used for master records such as customers, vendors, fixed assets, and products. Here you can see a sample of the customer master detail form. Let's take a closer look at the breakdown of a master detail form. First are the fast tabs. Fast tabs display fields in logical groups. You can expand or collapse them by clicking on the arrow to the left of the fast tab name. Alternatively, you can click and expand all or collapse all or go directly to a tab. One key benefit of fast tabs is that you can expand multiple tabs at the same time, which allows you to view information from multiple tabs. Next are summary fields. Summary fields are displayed at the top of each fast tab. These allow you to see more important information from inside of the tab without needing to expand the tab. You'll notice the blue hyperlinks, which allow you to quickly navigate to another area of the system without having to close the form or navigate to another area on the navigation pane. Next, on the right-hand side is the Fact Box pane. This displays more information about the selected record. This information typically comes from another area of the system. A great benefit to Fact Boxes is that you can see additional information without having to leave the form. Across the top of the form is the Action pane. This contains the menu and items and buttons which allow you to perform typical tasks related to the record. You'll notice that the Action pane resembles Microsoft Office, Excel, and Word. The tabs are separated into functional areas of the system. We'll take a closer look at this now in the application. In this demonstration, I'll show you how we can open up and view master detail forms. For my example, I'm here in the Accounts Payable module, and I'll open up the All Vendor forms found underneath Common, Vendors, and then All Vendors. When I first open the form, this content pane is updated, and you can see the list page. When you're looking at data in a particular list page, which is typically any form you open from the Common area, the information is view only. You cannot edit this information. In order to edit a record, you'll need to click the Edit button in the Maintain group of the Action pane. You'll notice that the Action pane across the top contains all of the various different buttons to perform an action on the selected record. Along the right-hand side, you can see the Fact Box pane, where you can expand and collapse various different fact boxes. And along the bottom, you can see the Preview pane. This will display additional information about the record you have selected. I'll go ahead and open up one of these vendors by double-clicking on the Aid Supply Company for my example. This will open up a new window. You can see now that I have two windows open, the main AX window and my vendor master details window. Here you can see that there are multiple different fast tabs. You can expand and collapse the fast tabs by clicking on the arrow, the word, or any of the white space to the right of the word on the fast tab header. When you expand and collapse a particular tab, you can see the details over to the far right. In some cases, you'll notice that the information is blank. If I go into this particular tab and fill in the information, it will automatically update on the preview of that particular fast tab. In order to edit this record, I'll need to go into edit mode by clicking edit in the maintain group of the action pane. Here, I'll select a line of business, and now you can see it automatically populates into my fast tab preview. By hovering my mouse over that piece of information, you can see that an additional pop-up is displayed. Because this is a blue hyperlink, I can click on it, and AX will automatically navigate me to that particular form or area of the system. You'll notice at the bottom there are some small arrows in the status bar. This allows you to navigate through the records. Because currently I'm looking at the Aid Supply Company, I can only see the details for one vendor. By clicking on the Next Record button, you can see that the screen will automatically update to the next vendor in the list. The Action pane contains the same buttons that were seen on the list page, and the Fact Box pane on the right displays the same information. You can expand and collapse the sections to view the details for a particular vendor account. The action pane at the top is split into multiple tabs. These tabs are typically role-driven. So for example, the procurement tab displays all of the buttons that procurement professionals would need, for example, the buyer. Here you can see that there are buttons to create new purchase orders or view existing purchase orders, trade agreements, and non-conformances. The invoice tab contains buttons for accounts payable personnel where they can create invoices and payments, as well as set up posting, matching details, and manage the transactions on a particular account. The general tab has remaining buttons that are general to the vendor maintenance. Oftentimes you'll find buttons on this tab, such as activities and the cases buttons. If we go back to the vendor tab, this is where you'll find the main buttons to create and maintain vendors. Some other common things that you'll find on most forms are the ability to attach records, and on a list page, you'll notice the button to export to Excel, and a refresh button. Help with AX is available throughout the application and can be accessed in multiple different ways. Full application help is available from directly within the client or by browsing to various different websites. Here you can see a sample of the in-application help. You can access the help by pressing F1 on your keyboard or by clicking the help button in the command bar and selecting help. This contains help on individual fields and forms. It also contains procedural help to assist with completing a business process within the application. A search function is also available within the application help. Help can be accessed from anywhere in the system. I'm currently in the All Vendors form. If I press F1 on my keyboard, the help will automatically open with the context of the form that I am in. Alternatively, you can use the help icon in the upper right-hand corner and then select Help from the drop-down box. This will launch the help application. If this is the first time you're opening help, it may take a few seconds to load. Here you can see the help has opened automatically. Along the left-hand side, you can see the details and have the ability to drill down and navigate the help based on the menu inside of AX. Here you can see the general help on the right-hand side about the form I'm on. By scrolling down, you can see additional information about how to set up and create a particular vendor record. You can use the search box up at the top to search for a particular topic, and then press Enter or the search icon to perform the search. Here you can see the results where customer was found in the topic. If I want to learn how to configure or create a customer advance or customer invoices, for example, you can click on the hyperlink for that particular article, and then you can view the details of that particular help. Anytime you see a blue hyperlink in the help, you can click on that blue hyperlink to navigate to another area of the help. In addition to the online help, there's help available on several different websites. The first site is TechNet. This website provides help for application users. You can use the optimized search on the website to find the latest and updated help on the web and to search for AX application users. Next is help for the administrators and developers. You can find this on MSDN. Again, you can use the optimized search to help find the latest and most updated help information for AX developers. Next is Customer Source and Partner Source. Customer Source is available for customers who have purchased Microsoft Dynamics AX. It's a benefit of your enhancement plan enrollment. For partners, Partner Source is available. These websites help keep your solution current and enhance your productivity of your users. You can search the AX Knowledge Base, download product and documentation updates, view online training, update your profile, retrieve product registration keys, review and read product news, and receive support and documentation for earlier versions of AX. Next is the Microsoft Dynamics AX site. As the home portal for the Microsoft Dynamics AX users, this site provides access to current product documentation and technical articles and serves as a catalog of other Microsoft Dynamics AX resources. The Microsoft Dynamics AX community is also available. You can participate in the AX community and interact with a pool of experts and experienced users. The Microsoft Dynamics communities offer a unique opportunity for you to share valuable tips, receive answers to difficult questions, and broaden your understanding of business management software. The community link provides links to various news groups, technical chats, blogs, webcasts, events, user groups, and newsletters. Finally, is the Microsoft Dynamics AX training site. Whether the people in your organization are just starting to learn about AX or they are seasoned veterans who want a quick refresher, Microsoft Dynamics provides a wealth of training opportunities designed to increase their knowledge and productivity. From classroom training to internet-based learning, Microsoft Dynamics provides high-quality training when they need it and where they need it. There are several ways that users can personalize their workspace. Personalization is a key feature in AX, which makes the application easier to use and customizable to each user's preferences. Let's take a look at the various techniques available. Some users prefer to have less information and maximize screen space. You can hide components of the workspace by using the View menu. This is found underneath the File menu. Then you can use the View button to select various different commands, or you can press Alt and V on your keyboard. The following elements can be hidden: the preview pane, the fact box pane, and the navigation pane. Individual fact boxes in the fact box pane can be hidden or rearranged. To do this, you'll click the Configure button at the end of each fact box, and then select whether you want to hide or move the fact box up or down. You can also do this by clicking on the View button in the menu. If you've hidden a fact box, to re-show the fact box, you'll need to click the View menu and then reselect it. You can personalize a form in two ways. You can click on File, Command, and then select Personalize. Or alternatively, you can right-click in any field on a form and select Personalize. This will open a new window where you can select to do various different actions such as hide fields or groups of fields, move fields around, rename a field or button on a form. You can turn off the ability to edit a field. You can rearrange the fast tabs on a form. You can select which fields to skip when pressing Tab throughout a form. You can hide or rearrange actions and buttons in the Action pane. And you can save multiple versions of the form. Let's switch over to AX and I'll show you how to do this. As we discussed earlier, there are several different ways that we can personalize our screens. I already showed you how we can hide our navigation pane, auto-hide it, using our File, View, and then Navigation pane. Here, I'm going to show you some other tricks of how we can navigate and personalize our forms. Using our View button up at the top, we can select to hide our Preview pane and our Fact Box pane. Now you can see my grid has been enlarged and I can see all the details. To get them back, I'll use the View menu and then select Preview pane and Fact Box pane. These sections are also resizable by using the splitter found in the center of the vertical and horizontal splitter on the Factbox pane and the Preview pane.
You can expand and collapse fact boxes by using the small arrow on each fact box. If there's a particular fact box that you don't use, for example, let's say I don't use the tax registration information, I can use the small configure button to the left of the arrow to choose hide. Let's say I also really like the recent activity, I can move this one to the top by using my configure button and then selecting move up. I'll need to perform this action multiple times until it's up at the very top of the list. Now you can see that my Factbox pane has been personalized. If you've hidden a Factbox pane and you want to get it back, you'll need to use the View button and then select Factboxes and then choose the Factbox that you've hidden. Here you can see the checkbox is not selected next to the tax registration Factbox, which I hid. When I mark the checkbox again, you'll notice that it returns and automatically goes to the bottom of the list. I can use my configure button to move them up and down if necessary. If you're working with a particular list or grid, you can quickly and easily hide a field. So for example, let's say I don't use the extension field. I can right-click on this column and then select hide. This will automatically hide that column. If I want to get the column back, I can right-click again and then select show and then select the extension field. Now you can see it has returned to my grid. Additionally, we can personalize our forms. I'm going to open up the vendor details for this particular example. Let's say I use the payment fields that are down on the payment tab frequently, and I want to move them up to the general tab. I can do this by right-clicking anywhere in the form and then selecting personalize. Here you can see the personalization form. The layout of this form will be slightly different for each form. You'll notice that this particular form is split into two sections, the action pane, which are the tabs and buttons across the top, and the main tab. If you expand the main tab, you can see that it's split into two sections, the details and the grid. We're currently viewing the details. If you expand the tab section, you'll notice each of the different fast tabs has its own expandable and collapsible section. Here you can see the payment tab and the groups of fields. So, in my example, I want to take this terms of payment and method of payment form fields and move them to my general tab. So, I'll need to expand the general tab and put them in the group where I want them to display. Now, simply by dragging and dropping the field, I can move it to another area of the form. You'll also notice that you can use your up, down, left, and right buttons to move the fields up and down. So for example, I have method of payment highlighted, and by clicking up, it moves it up in the list. On the right-hand side, you can see various different options to help you configure further how you want this field or form to function. So for example, the method of payment is currently visible and the contents are editable. If I don't want to accidentally edit this field, I can uncheck the edit contents checkbox. You can also enable the skip checkbox, which will skip the field in the tab sequence. This is useful in advanced data entry scenarios, for example, where I want to skip over a particular field, but I still want to view it. You can see that this particular field is included in the Fast Tab summary. If I select no, it won't display. We can also change the description. So for example, if I don't want to call this method of payment, I can call it payment method. You can also set the width. Once you're done making changes, you simply need to close the form. You will notice that there is a load and a save button. However, it's not necessary to use the save button unless you're going to save multiple versions of the same form. For this example, I'm going to close the window And now you can see that my method of payment and terms of payment fields are moved up to the general grid. They are no longer displayed in the detail. It's important to note that after you've personalized a form, if you right-click again, the Personalize option is disabled. In order to personalize or make additional changes, you'll need to close the form and then reopen it. Now, if I right-click on the form again and select Personalize a second time, the changes will still be there, but I can continue to make more changes to the form. If I want to return this form to its original layout, I can use the Reset button. Once you've reset the form, it'll go back to its original layout. You'll notice that everything on the form becomes grayed out and I can't make additional changes. So I'll need to close the form and then reopen it again if I still need to make more changes. Now that I've reset the form, you'll notice that the two fields that I added to the General tab have disappeared and they're back in the Payment tab where they originally were. Let's personalize it again, and I'll show you a couple other options. Here at the bottom, you'll notice a button called Add Fields. So for example, if I like the Terms of Payment field to be on my General tab, but I don't want to move it, I can add a field up into the various different sections. So let's say I want to add the payment method up to the top. So instead of dragging and dropping the field, I'm going to use the Add Fields button. This will open up another dialog where I can see a list of all of the fields that are available. The Method of Payment field is part of the Vendor table, so I'll expand Vendors, and then I'll find the Method of Payment. Once I've found the field, I can click Add. You'll notice that it's now been added to the list. Two small green plus signs are added next to this field to indicate that this has been added. If I want to remove it, I can use the Remove button. Now the field will display on both tabs. Over on the right, I'm going to go ahead and save this. I'll call it My Vendor Page. If I wanted to create a second version of this form, I can do that by making additional changes. I'll go ahead and move the Terms of Payment up, and then save again. This time, I'll call it Version 2, and click OK. When I close the window, you'll notice that I'm looking at version 2. If I right-click on my form and choose Personalize again after closing and reopening the form, I can select which version of the form I want to load. It will always default to the last version of the form that you were viewing, so I'll right-click on the form and choose Personalize. Now, if I click the Load button, you can see the two versions that I saved, My Vendor Page and Version 2. If I want to load Version 2, I'll simply double-click on it, and now this view will be applied. When I close the window and refresh the form, Version 2 will be applied. AX will remember this change until the next time I change or load a new view.
Favorites are a way to create shortcuts to forms, reports, and inquiries. Let's take a look at how to create them. You can add regularly used menu items to your favorites list, which are displayed at the top of the navigation pane. To do this, you'll right-click on any menu item and select Add to Favorites. Let's take a look at how we can use our favorites. To add something to your favorites, you'll simply need to right-click on the menu. So for this example, let's say I use the All Vendors List page frequently. I'll right-click on it and select Add to Favorites. Let's say I also have a handful of reports that I run on a daily basis. So I'll find those reports. The first report is underneath Status and then Vendor Aging. I'll right-click on it and say Add to Favorites. Let's say I also use the Transactions Invoice Vendor Invoice Transactions report, so I'll right-click on this and add it to Favorites. Now that I've added three things to my favorites, if we go to our navigation pane, you'll notice that the My Favorites section is displayed. If you do not see the My Favorites section, you'll need to click on File, View, and then make sure that Show Favorites in Navigation Pane is selected. If this option is disabled, you won't be able to see your navigation pane favorites. Now I've added three things to my favorites. I'm going to go ahead and organize my favorites by right-clicking on Favorites and then selecting Organize Favorites. This will open a new dialog. Here you can see the two reports and the All Vendors List page. I'm going to go ahead and create a folder called Daily Reports. And then click OK. Now I'll drag and drop the reports into that folder. You can also use the Move to Folder button and then select a report you want to move it to. I'll go ahead and remove this Getting Started as well since I don't need that. And then click Yes to confirm you want to delete it. Now you can see I've organized my reports. If I want to rename this report, maybe I don't want to call it Vendor Invoice Transactions, I can click on the Rename button and call it Daily Invoices. And then click OK. When I close the window, you can see that my favorites are now reorganized according to the layout that I defined. By clicking on any one of these links, the system will automatically open the report or the form that it is linked to.
The Rich Client Interface is the client application that is installed on an end user's computer. It is designed to make users more efficient in how they work with the system. The client workspace is divided into areas for menus, toolbars, and the content pane. Master detail forms are used to view and edit master records, and the workspace is highly customizable to meet an end user's needs. Help is also available from many different sources.